An understanding of the way the body works as a machine is essential to an orthopaedic surgeon, but mechanical considerations must always come second to the clinical assessment of the individual patient. The temptation to regard the patient as a machine must be resisted. People are not machines, even if the body is. The loads imposed on the joints and the direction of the forces in which they act are not always obvious from gross anatomy. The load across the hip, for example, is the resultant of the patient's weight acting downwards, and muscles pulling the femur medially and upwards at an angle of about 16 degrees from the vertical. This should not be a surprise, because the bone trabeculi in the femoral neck and ilium are oriented in the same direction. According to Wolff's law, which states that the position of the trabeculi is dictated by the forces acting on the bone, the trabeculi are the materialized trajectory of the force. When standing on one leg, the abductors act at a mechanical disadvantage, because they are nearer the centre of the hip joint than the patient's centre of gravity. In consequence, they have to lift about 3 times body weight, and the load across the hip joint is correspondingly increased. Because loading a diseased hip is painful, it is useful to reduce the load across the hip by allowing the abductor muscles to work at a greater advantage.